This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right. We're talking Social Security. Now, the message of this show, one of the many messages of this show has been, and in fact recently, don't count on the government. I know, they've told you they're going to be there for you, but what if they're not? Well, some people are finding out the hard way what happens when the government decides it's not going to be there for you. For instance, the Minnesota government's been shut down for like 12 days. I think I saw a news headline that they're going to end the shutdown soon in Minnesota. So
don't worry, folks, we're going to come back.
Right, you'll get your liquor commission back.
New in, government, bigger than bigger, better than ever, fights crime better.
Well, they hand out permits.
With no obligation to fight crime.
No.
Take money from you. They certainly will be better at taking money from you and handing out permits, because they'll be doing it again, whereas they didn't for 11 days. Anyway, my point being that there are certain people that think they can count on the government, especially people that work for the government. These people believe that, oh, well, the government's always going to be there. They can always tax people, and so therefore I'm always going to have my pension. But there have been situations recently where state governments and even the federal government have been looking at raiding the pension funds of their employees. And they may have even done it. I don't
That's
going to
make you feel pretty bad if you're a government employee.
Right. And we had
put up with this bureaucratic crap hole job for this long, now they're taking my pension?
Not only that, but a lot of the pension funds have been severely damaged with this subprime property bubble that's happened recently. I've heard a lot of stories from my coworkers. You know, they're talking about their funds, at the time all this stuff was going on a couple of years ago, and they're talking about, oh, I lost 50% of the value of my fund. I'm like, wow, you should put that in gold.
So, yep. Yeah, so you can't count on them. Even if you're their employee, you can't count on them. And I think that's just so important to take home, because, look, if they're going to treat their employees like that, how are they going to treat you as a Social Security recipient or a potential Social Security recipient? People have been saying for a while within the Liberty Movement, hey, this is all going to come to an end. Yeah. That there's $50 trillion or whatever in unfunded liabilities, I think is what it's called, where essentially the government has promised this on into the future. They promised these payments, the baby boomers and beyond, on into the future. And it just, some folks have calculated to say this is going to be over $50 trillion. There's no way they're going to be able to do this. Even if they finagle like they've been for the last several decades, finagle the terms, like they raise the retirement age, they increase the amount of money that they take from people's paychecks.
They just have to print money to do it.
That's the other way they do it.
When they print money, then they devalue the currency. They cause inflation. Take a look. That's what happened with quantitative easing 1 and quantitative easing 2, QE1 and QE2. You've probably heard of them. Look at gas prices. Gas prices aren't any different today than they were a few years ago, except that they printed more money, so the value of gas hasn't changed.
When you say they're not different, you mean like if you were to buy it in the value of gold, for instance?
Gold, for instance, yeah. Yeah.
Valued in something that actually has a consistent value over time. Like, for instance, I think it's an ounce of gold will buy you a suit of fine clothes today, and an ounce of gold would have bought you a suit of fine clothes 100 years ago, whereas the price of gold is different.
It's always a good example, but basically it's true with loaves of bread and all kinds of things. It's amazing how static prices are when you compare them to gold over time. There's certainly some ups and downs in the last couple of decades, no doubt about it. But
over time, you can look at it, and it's all there.
It's a much more stable currency than printing pieces of paper out.
So get ready, because you're right, Mark. Those are three distinct ways they can kind of put this off. They're going to try to put this inevitability from Social Security off as long as possible.
Steal, borrow, and print.
Right. Print out as much money as you can so you devalue the currency. And by the way, we heard from somebody who's on Social Security a few days back. I don't know if it was Monday. You might not have been here for this one, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lady that called in. Because I had been wondering about whether or not Social Security people get a cost of living increase. And I was told in the past that they had been, 3% or whatever it is.
They do, but they haven't in the last couple of years.
Right. This lady said it's been 3 years since she's had a cost of living increase on her Social Security payments. So they've already frozen cost of living increases on Social Security, which means that the more they print out, the less valuable that money. If you're getting $1,000 a month from Social Security, that $1,000 a month isn't going to buy the same amount of stuff.
That's right.
in 3 more years.
No.
Not even next year.
You can bet that the price of groceries in the last 3 years has definitely gone up by at least 25% across the board.
Oh, God. I think it seems like more than that.
I understand there's good sales and values, but at the same time, yeah.
There are certain staples that you can look at in the grocery store to see what prices are doing. Dale gave a great example one night about how he was buying cheese at the grocery store. He gets these, you know, cheese sticks where you pull off the little strings. They're kind of fun. He got these cheese sticks, and I think his example was that at one time the price of these things was like 20 cents a piece. You know, you'd buy five or whatever, five for a dollar, something like that. And they said the price went up over like 3 month period. The price went up to something like 33 cents a piece. So a nearly 50% increase in price on that one product. That's a pretty big heads up. Also, Mark, you had one of my fine, tasty cookies recently.
Yeah, they are good.
And JJ, you may have one as well.
I think I'm going to have one tonight. You mentioned them. I'm now craving them.
Yeah, they're very good. Hannaford's has these cookies. Hannaford's is an international corporation. You may have a division.
Baked good.
Yeah, a division of theirs near you if you want to try these.
Are they cash and
carry? They're called Sweet Bay
down in
Florida. Anyway, so there are these really tasty gourmet, you know, fancy cookies, and they got like Reese's peanut butter chips in them. They're really good. So these cookies used to be a certain amount of money. You used to get like, it was like $4 for a box of them, and you get 9 cookies in the box. Well, now there's only 6 cookies in the box.
Wow.
And the price is approximately the same.
Mm.
That's what you see a lot across the board. And it's interesting because I've seen products right next to each other. Like they have the new product coming in and they have to sell out the old one. And the price is nearly the same, but you can see the quantity difference. And it's just amazing to see how the bottles have gotten smaller, how the dimple on the bottom has gotten even bigger and bigger.
It's amazing how deep that dimple can go.
That's right.
I mean, it looks like a champagne bottle the way they shoot that thing up there.
Yogurt, just last year, I think it was, it's been a while, but the company that I was buying yogurt from changed their yogurt containers from 8 ounces to 6. I mean, that's a pretty big cut in size.
6 ounces is a taste of yogurt.
That's like a kid-size yogurt. Yeah. I feel like a little kid.
It's a snack size at the recess. Playground.
So there are all kinds of examples of this, and all you have to do is pay a little bit of attention, and you'll notice this stuff going on. So they can either print out more money, which is going to devalue the money you get from Social Security, or they can raise the retirement age, which they've been doing, or they can increase the amount they take from a paycheck. Now, they're already taking 15% out of everybody's paychecks. You only see 7.5% on your pay stub, but there's another 7.5% apparently that the company pays before it even makes it to your paycheck. So they're going to they can increase that, you know, to 20% or whatever they're going to do.
That's Social Security.
Social Security. These are the different ways
FICA and all these other things that they take.
Right, but I just want to focus on Social Security at the moment. So now, here's what's happening. According to CBSNews.com, President Obama on Tuesday said he cannot guarantee that retirees will receive their Social Security checks August 3rd.
Boom.
Here it is.
Well,
it's happening already.
This is a scare tactic. Okay, this is something entirely different than what you're talking about. This is him saying, if those darn Republicans don't concede to raising the debt ceiling, then we won't be able to give Social Security applicants the receivers or whatever they are, their money.
But they will. I see what you're saying. It may be a political bargaining chip. But on the other hand, they're using people who are retired as a political bargaining chip.
Yes. Yep.
Your Social Security payments are a political football. You may not get your check. If you're receiving a check and you're expecting to get one on August 3rd, he's saying you might not get it, and he might be right. He goes on to say, I can't guarantee those checks will go out on August 3rd if we have not resolved this issue because there may simply not be the money in the coffers to do it. And that also reveals to anybody that hasn't been paying attention, they don't have the money.
Yeah. That's the greatest part of all.
It's gone.
The coffer's empty, folks. It's empty.
That much is true. There are no coffers for Social Security.
Right.
That's been emptied. But the fact is that the Treasury Secretary and the Obama administration have been colluding to really mislead the American public. By not raising the debt ceiling, they can still take money from different places. They can, not pay for the shipping on a couple of big old airplanes or big battleships or something like this. I mean, there's absolutely places that they can move money
around.
They're
not going to cut down the military.
Oh, no.
800.
That's not cutting it down. It's just relaying the payment.
This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in and bring up what you want here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Features on the site include listening options. We've got live streams around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live free at listen.freetalklive.com in both broadband and dial-up versions. Plus, there's a list of our 108 great radio stations across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel. Plus, our webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All the details are at listen.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where a rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have. If you can have only one, you can go see it at Ruger.com. It's a beautiful rifle, and you can purchase one at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We can talk more about Social Security here in a little bit, but first let's go to Jim in Nebraska. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind tonight?
The reason I'm calling is I just kind of caught on to the Liberty Movement probably about a month ago, starting to listen to LRN-FM.
Great.
And
how did you find that, by the way?
I think I just did a search on the Internet, and I was able to find it. I started listening to it, and I enjoy it, and I listen to it almost every day.
Cool. All right.
Just 1 minute of background. I'm in my mid-40s, and when I was younger, I was a Democrat. And then I, in my mid-30s, probably became a Republican. And but I've been disillusioned with politics and both parties in general, and was looking for something, and I came across the Liberty Movement. But I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it, because when I listen, there's anarchists, there's men something, and
minarchists.
I don't know what they all are, but it seems to me like there's a split within the Liberty Movement of whether there should be a state at all, or whether we need a minimal state. Is that?
I would say there's some disagreement on that.
Let me address that personally, because I'm probably the guy who's closest to a minarchist here on the show. I'm of the opinion that that if we went from today, whatever we've got, to tomorrow, where you had no government, that you would have the anarchy that people talk about, the craziness that people imagine when they think of anarchy. Anarchy, when people talk about it in the Liberty Movement or voluntarism or whatever, they're talking about this idea in the future that where there shouldn't be coercion. And to me, that makes sense. Like, I'd prefer a society where there wasn't coercion, where people had choices, where they weren't forced to do anything unless they had harmed somebody else in some way. That makes sense to me. But, we can't go from here to there in one day. And I think that what you should ask, what minarchists don't get asked is, hey, is coercion preferable in any situations in the future? Just talk to them about, this world in the future. And no one can predict what the world's going to be like in 100 years. So this is kind of the disagreement. It seems patently ludicrous for me to sit here in 2011 and try to tell you that it is impossible to not have the state in 2211. That's ludicrous. I'm going to tell people what it's going to be like in 200 years. I couldn't possibly say that.
Right. Some people in the past might have said, well, we can never have life without slavery.
They absolutely did say that.
Right. Yeah, I think the argument, or the divide, if you will, centers more around what type of activism is done than what kind of state or stateless society that people want. I think the minarchists are typically people who are going to be involved in politics, and they're going to, write letters to the editor and maybe try to, get on a school board or city council, blah, blah, blah. Whereas the anarchist, voluntarist sort of people are more likely to be civil disobedient. They're more likely to go against the grain of society if that means disobeying a law.
You're only talking about what it's like here in New Hampshire. I'll tell you what it's like. Everybody who believes this elsewhere isn't doing crap.
Yeah,
okay?
Well,
they're not more likely to do anything.
Yeah, I understand. they're just philosophers that are just talking for the sake of having some sort of conversation. But if he's talking about the Liberty Movement, then he's talking about people that are doing things, because movement invokes the idea of action and movement and going from one place to another. So in that sense, the divide, I think, is more over tactics and strategy. And you're
never going to have everybody behind the same strategy.
No, and I don't think everybody should pursue the same strategy. I think that's foolish. I think many fronts and many options and tactics.
And most people you talk to who might self-describe as an anarchist or a voluntarist, for instance, most of them are going to tell you at one time they believed in the government, that they were small government people, that that's where I come from.
Or they worked for the government.
Or something like that. So I think that a lot of people are on this kind of continuum of wherever it is they get into the liberty movement, they start moving down the path of being closer and closer to being as principled as they possibly can be.
Right. I think that this anarchist term is stupid. It is counterproductive. It doesn't make any sense. But there's this joke in the liberty movement. What's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? 7 years. And that's kind of what the idea is that you assimilate this stuff over time, having read it, that you can realize that sometime in the future, in a voluntary society, there can be competition and security, as there was a couple hundred years ago with the Pinkertons and things like that. There can be competition in the court systems. There can be competition in the building of roads. You don't need the government for this.
Well, even to what JJ said, I have to disagree. I mean, we had Dennis Goddard on last night. He is one of the most politically active people here in New Hampshire, and he self-describes as an anarchist, which I agree with you, Mark. I think that term is terrible. I would never use it for myself. I prefer voluntarist or consensualist.
It doesn't even describe properly. It's a bad term
around. It's a negative description, and it doesn't work very well, in my opinion. But the point being, he's a very politically active person.
Sure.
A number of the people that are that have been elected, I might describe as voluntarists. For instance, I mean, there's a gentleman here, Andrew Carroll, here in the Keene area, who's run for political office. He's yet to win, but he's only run once thus far. And he, I don't know how he would self describe, but he's certainly friendly to more, I guess, voluntarist ideas.
And probably self-described as a Democrat, because that's what he ran as.
Right, that's true. So I guess, there's no real easy dividing line, I would say.
I don't really think there's much division,
yeah,
to be honest.
There's not much division.
I think there used to be a lot more. Okay,
right.
Back maybe 2 years ago, when the civil disc stuff was just starting to make a lot of noise. I think, honestly, it's more about jealousy over, say, news coverage or media attention or website success or, any of these sort of factors, these ideas that someone has worked so hard on their political campaign.
And they don't feel like they're getting what they deserve.
Exactly.
As far as coverage.
Exactly.
So, Jim, that's a really lengthy answer to your question. Did we answer it appropriately for you?
Yeah, I think it helped. The only reason I'm asking is I suspect that there's millions of people that feel the same way I do.
Mm.
And if they were to ever to catch on to the radio and listen to some of this stuff, they would be a little confused over exactly where they fit.
Well, I would imagine that's a standard thing. I mean, you're getting into a new movement, and you're the new guy, right? I mean, you're not sure where you end up or where you feel like you're right, et cetera. So
just keep looking at the idea of freedom and non-coercion. And
meet people.
Right. That's it.
Come up to New Hampshire and join in the fun, and then you'll figure out where you fit. Thanks for the call, man. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends tomorrow. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Purify your life today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about Social Security and how it is that it might not be there for you when you expect it. In fact, it might not be there as soon as next month, according to Barack Obama, who is saying that, yeah, he says, I can't guarantee those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue. He's talking about this deficit thing that they're bickering over, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers to do it. Now, for anybody that thought there was a coffer in the first place, he's lying to you. There's no Social Security coffers, but he just means, like, the whole government. He's basically saying they have nothing. And really, that should be pretty revealing to people. I mean, this is the government we're talking about. These people tax trillions of dollars over time. These people have all kinds of money rolling in. You would think that they would have something, but they don't have a dime to their name, according to what he's saying here. They have nothing. I mean, yeah, they have the ability to print money.
This shouldn't be surprising to people who actually pay attention.
I agree.
Well, the government doesn't have savings. It's in debt.
Right, it's deficit spending.
Right. I mean, it's in debt an incredible amount. If you're in debt, you have no savings. So, the idea that the Social Security is just sitting around there with a whole bunch of money, that seems ludicrous to me.
Obama also said this is not just a matter of Social Security checks. These are veterans' checks. These are folks on disability, and their checks. There are about 70 million checks that go out. That's what he's saying.
Wow.
So everybody.
That is a large percentage of the population.
Imagine what that's going to be like as far as heartache goes for Americans.
That's huge.
Right. It's not going to happen. I mean, it's just a scare tactic, in my opinion.
Well, think about this, though. If those 70,000, if for 1 month, let's just say 1 month, they stutter, okay, and they come right back in September, mm-hmm. That's fine. But those 70 million checks...
Or even if they're late by 2 weeks.
...aren't going to get spent into the economy. They aren't going to buy goods and services.
Yep.
They aren't going to pay someone else to have a job. So if you figure that that's about a quarter of the United States. If the United States is 300 million people and it's 70 million, it's just about a quarter. So a quarter of the people in the United States don't have money to spend.
And most of them count on it, too. If you think about the these folks.
I'm not even addressing them. I'm addressing the customers of that money that would get put into the economy and that would help basically stimulate, as they say, the economy. They, of course, are going to suffer the worst because they don't have the money to spend and to buy the food or their medical payments or their pill payments, whatever it is. But this is not just a problem for these people. It's going to be a problem for the entire economy, the entire, you know, whatever infrastructure there going on here.
Well, it's
going
to have to take a hit at some point. I mean, everybody knows things aren't, they're not getting better necessarily, and especially as the government continues to spend itself into oblivion, they're certainly not going to get better. And this is going to be a real shock to the system. I mean, at some point, that's going to have to happen for people. There's a reckoning that's coming, a financial reckoning that's coming.
So this is what the economy has done, and there's this really great video out there if you want to see it. I think it's Hayek versus Keynes.
The rap
video. It's really awesome. But what they basically show is that, the U.S. economy, and honestly, every government in the world has done this, has taken on this fiat currency and created for themselves essentially a hangover. So, when you artificially inflate the currency, you kind of, governments tell banks, you got to lend on houses. You know, the government gets involved in the economy the way it did and crashed the economy. There's a hangover coming. Now, you have two choices when you have a hangover. You can live through the hangover and try to work through it or whatever, mm-hmm. or you can go out and start drinking again.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what's happening, people. The government just keeps on thinking it can keep on chugging fifths of vodka to be able to handle this problem. And at some point or another, they're going to get alcohol toxicity and kill themselves. They can choose to turn this path around, but it is not in the short term expeditious for any of the politicians because they know that it's going to be a downturn. Right? There's a price to be paid. Hangovers stink. No politician's going to say, yeah, I want to be the one that said, let's take the hangover.
They'd rather delay the hangover until they're out of office.
The next politician, then that guy can lose. This is also how it goes.
Yeah, it's also like, as the ship is sinking, they want to grab the valuable paintings on the wall and whatever valuables are
I don't think
around.
They know the ship is sinking.
Oh, I think they do.
I don't think the politicians do.
I think in the back of their mind, in their real self, not the politician self that you see on TV or that gets interviewed in the radio and whatnot, but I think they know what's going on, but they're part of the upper class, the upper crust, if you will, of society, and they have all these luxuries at the moment. Things are going good for the status quo.
Bankers run the economy. Banks are not invested in gold and silver as heavily as they could be. They're into a bunch of other stuff. The fact is they teach economics. They teach Keynesian economics at all these colleges. Keynes is economics in the world. He won. And Austrian economics, Hayek, and all these other sort of what original economics was, they lost. People don't understand how economics works anymore. They really do believe. I believe that Barack Obama really does believe that he can spend us. These Democrats out there really do believe they can spend us out of this recession.
Maybe I have more hope for these people than you do.
I don't. There's no evidence that these people are investing in things of value. They're going to lose their shirts too.
Property is valuable, or when they get those kickbacks from the special interest group, and they go out and buy six cars and some property and put in all kinds of different names and
if
corporations.
If property was valuable, why is it decreasing in a period of time when money has been being printed?
You're right.
Loaves of bread are going
valuable.
Up. Property's going down.
No, it still has value.
You can live in it.
That's right.
Yeah, that
you can
much
grow
is true.
Food on it.
Hopefully, the electrical grid will stay up in the next few years. I don't know what it's going to be like.
Well, wasn't it said the other night, I think it was Wednesday night edition, that there are people are moving in with one another. So
yes.
There's actually more available properties out there than ever
before.
Fewer
households in the United States than there have been in decades.
Well, fewer households meaning there are people living in the house. There are plenty of empty houses now as a result of this.
So, right, where you previously had two houses, you have one.
Right, so if you've got six homes and you're only living in one of those six homes and you can't rent out more than one more of the six, then you've got four homes on your hands that you've got to pay to heat, you've got to pay to, you know, keep up.
Whatever.
And that's an expensive hobby.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not an investment. Yeah, that's a hobby at that point. That's
the
liability.
Agorist business model is setting fire to houses for insurance money for people. I mean, frankly, there's a lot of people with a lot of vacant properties out there.
Well, you know, Ian, for the politician, it depends on if he has a mistress at each house, you know. Then it's an investment.
1-800-259-9231. Jericho is with us listening in Mount Jackson, Virginia to WSVG. Jericho, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, like I told your call screener, I was just ironically minutes ago explaining to my 10-year-old son the scam that they call Social Security. And he went in the house. I came out and turned you guys on the radio, and you're talking about money in the government, so I had to chime in.
Excellent.
But like I explained to him, if he grows up and becomes an investor, and he gets it with all these people all their lives, hey, you know, invest your money with me, I'll make your retirement fund. And he goes out and blows that money and loses their retirement, he's going to go to jail. But our government does it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's getting all bent out of shape about the money situation right now. But the fact of the matter is, we've been letting them screw us like this since 1913. That's when the Federal Reserve came out. It's when they started the income taxes. And then 80 years now, they've been doing Social Security.
They were screwing the American people before that. But in 1913, they put on the big strap-on.
Exactly. They increased the size of the screwing, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, we're held criminally liable for things, but they're not. And that's what people need to wake up and smell the coffee on. Until we sit here and demand that every congressman, every senator, is held criminally liable for stealing our money,
never will happen.
Nope.
You can pound your fists and stomp your feet all you want.
Right. And the little people, like the ruled, they'll agree with you, but, you know, it just won't happen.
You know, I don't want them to be held criminally liable. I just want them to stop. I just want people to stop.
I want them out of office.
I want the office gone. Thanks, Jericho. Yeah. I appreciate it. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensler for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. A few of those things include printing out flyers and getting web graphics and banners. And you can actually make your own graphics from our high-res. I think we even have vector graphics on there. It was like the most bestest possible graphic source you can get to make your own T-shirts if you want to. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do with our stuff on the promote page. You can actually get your own free bumper sticker as well. The instructions are there, the details, the downloads, all free. At promote.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. I wanted to focus a little more on what Jericho said there out of Mount Jackson a few moments ago about, we got to hold these people criminally liable. And I think that, you know, I understand where he's coming from. I think he said he wanted
them out of office, is what he said.
Right.
He wanted them held to the same standards that we are. I don't know that he...
I heard the term criminal liability. I wrote that down. I don't know what he said.
Okay, well, I think that...
meaning, they're gonna, let's charge them.
All right, we can talk about that. I don't know that I'm necessarily ready to ascribe what he said to that. Go ahead.
Criminal liability. You want to hold somebody criminally liable, that means you want them punished in some way for what they've done. And they've done some horrible things. They've stolen, they've killed, they do terrible things. So I understand where people are coming from on that. Sometimes I feel that way, and then I get very angry sometimes when I see these people doing things like hurting my friends, putting them in cages, stealing money from people, etc. So it's understandable. I've been there. I'll probably be there again. And it was the other night that I kind of was reflecting on the things that have gone on here in Keene the last couple of weeks with my friend Jim Johnson being put in a jail cell for going over 2 weeks now, being held in solitary confinement because he wouldn't fill out a form. Just all kinds of nonsense. People being put in a jail cell because of a hat. Somebody being arrested for using a video camera in a public place. Just goes on and on and on. And I'm paying for all of this. And so it's easy to get indignant about it all. And I realized last night I really need to apologize to the ornery guard who's always yelling at me at the courthouse, Tebow. It's this old guy. He's probably like 80 years old. He's constantly barking at me. And I need to apologize for calling him a name. He thinks I called him an effing a-hole one day. And maybe I did, and, you know, being upset, I might have done that. I think it's going to be his claim that I called him that first. I don't think that's true. But nonetheless, I'm going to apologize for that to him. And I'm also going to forgive Tebow for assaulting me, because it wouldn't be right for me to continue the cycle of violence.
Are you
going to
tell him that you forgive him?
Yes, absolutely.
That's this is what? The thing. You don't
what, Mark?
When you tell somebody that you're forgiving them when they haven't asked for your forgiveness, it just sounds condescending. JJ, yes. I'm going to forgive you for that shirt.
What's wrong with my shirt?
Don't worry about it.
No, I forgive you. No,
I forgive
clearly
you.
There's no. See, that doesn't follow, because clearly there is a problem between Tebow and Ian. Okay, clearly there's been words and physical actions.
Indeed.
Whereas my shirt has not done
him
it.
Apologizing.
There is no evidence of my shirt offending you, sir.
Right, well,
sir.
See, Tebow doesn't realize that. You know, Tebow thinks he's completely within his rights to have grabbed Ian, because Ian's arm belongs to Tebow when Ian is in the courthouse.
That's obvious. That's obvious.
I'm just saying, if you want your apology, if you really want an apology,
I don't expect
to be
an
effective.
Apology.
But if you want it to be effective, then apologize for calling him an effing a-hole, mm-hmm. if that's what you did. And I don't know, you know, I couldn't say I wasn't there. Then apologize for that and leave it at that. If forgive him in your heart, that's a good thing. But saying, I forgive you for being a short little whiny, you know, butthole, that doesn't work.
Well, no. See,
I forgive you for that shirt still.
I'll consider it, Mark. I see where you're coming from.
Look, no. Here's the thing, though. Ian, I mean, with the complaints against him and whatnot, all that crap, you know, forgiving him, I think maybe, you know, okay, you apologize and you forgive him. I think that's like a two-way street. Look, we both did something wrong, and I'm just saying, look, I recognize that you've done something against me, I've done something against you, and you're saying, you know, both of those things by apologizing and forgiving. So I think that's a good way to communicate.
Well, my point being, I see where you're coming from, Mark, on your suggestion, and I'll certainly consider it. And you're right. To some extent, it is a sort of a subtle jab. Maybe it's not even that subtle.
Snide.
Yeah. But the guy is a jerk.
He really gets off on hurting you.
Then you have not yet forgiven him.
Well, no. I have forgiven him in that I'm not going to pursue anything against him. Like, I don't want to have Tebow being brought up on charges. I don't want to. And I told this to the sheriffs the other day when I was talking to them. JJ was there for this. Because I had filled out a complaint against Tebow. And that was what I was kind of reflecting on, was like, well, that's not normally something I would do, and I don't want to see Tebow punished. I by going to jail or something like that. I don't want him to suffer personally like that. What I told the sheriffs was, look, what I'd like to see happen with Tebow is just talk to the guy, let him know he's been out of line, that he's got an anger problem. He's a liability, I think, to some extent. Just give him a stern talking to, and then I'll be satisfied. But they're not going to do that, of course. They're certainly not going to bring him up on charges. But that's really all I would want to see happen in this case. Again, this is a guy who grabbed me by the arm, attempted to force me out of a courtroom when I was in there attempting to record a public court hearing.
Well, and I went in with you after that incident happened, perhaps, I think, 3 or 4 days. And that was the first day we found out about the camera ban. And so, you know, Ian and I are in there talking about this with the bailiffs, and the sheriffs are there, and Tebow's there, and he was so happy to enforce this. You know,
oh, yeah.
He definitely it definitely elicited a look of joy upon his face.
He was lording it over us.
Yes, and he was really getting into it. So
he's sick. I mean, he's not going to change his behavior, I doubt. I just want him to know. I'm just saying
that if you want to...
I'm taking it off my back.
There's a benefit to forgiveness. Absolutely. I just, you know, you're not going to get any kind of good feeling from him saying, I forgive you.
Oh, no, I don't want any... I don't care what he thinks. I don't expect him to change at all. I expect he's going to die an angry old coot. That's what I expect out of Bob.
The forgiveness thing's working already.
well, that's true. He's an angry old coot.
Forgiveness is true, Mark.
Mark, have you seen this?
I've seen the guy. I'm not going to disagree with the assessment.
I'm just saying
that there's no forgiveness here. I'm not going to propose to be forgiving Tebow for anything. I'm not proposing to do that. I'm telling Ian that if you're looking to give to
he
to
can still
forgive forgiveness.
He can forgive him without saying it to him. He can take on a mindset.
That's the way
a
to
peaceful
do it.
Mindset of forgiveness.
Yes.
And apologize for his transgression or whatever
maybe that's what I should do. You're persuading me on that point. So, my point in bringing this up is I don't want to see these people, whether they be Tebow or the politicians who created this situation in the first place, I don't want to see any of them brought up. I don't care about, you know, all the things they've done in the past. They've done horrible, horrific things, and there's no amount of restitution these people could pay. There's nothing they could do to make things right. Sitting in a cage isn't going to make things right. That's just going to mean somebody's going to have to pay to sit them in a cage. So, yeah, they've done terrible things. Yeah, they're horrible people in different ways. I'm sure they're really nice with their families, but to us, they do horrible things. But I would be satisfied just being able to say it's over. And now I know that's not going to happen anytime soon. But if it were to come to some sort of, you know, like Ron Paul revolution, Ron Paul gets in and he's pulling the troops out, and you know there are going to be people clamoring to bring Bush and Obama up on charges and war crimes and this and that. And no, just look, end it. Like national forgiveness. Ron Paul can forgive everybody as far as I'm concerned.
The only point I'd like to make about that, the accountability that comes from pursuing these people and finding out the factual ongoings that they were a part of, whether, you know, I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy stuff going on, and there's, you know, I don't prescribe to any of that because it's a big distraction for me. But I think there's a lot of valid complaints, and there's a lot of investigations that should occur to find out certain situations. And I mean, I can't give you a specific case, but I think there's a lot of the politicians that were in places or positions of power and knowledge and that could make decisions that help certain things happen. I mean, there's some answers that they should definitely be giving.
I see where you're coming from, but let's say you've got two buttons you can press. One button, instantly, ends the violence of the state.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Right.
The other button ends the violence of the state and then goes after every single one of those people that, you know, so-called deserves it. All the politicians and the aggressors, yeah, it brings consequences to them. There's jail sentences involved. There's punishment.
Yeah.
It's very punitive. Which button would you press?
No, I'd pick the third button, which is, hey, look, you can get rid of your job. Just, hey, fill us in on what went on, you know. Maybe we won't get the whole picture from this person, but all these other people providing knowledge and information and not destroying their documents.
They're
more
likely to tell you the truth if you are not going to put them in a
cage. Yeah, no, you're free to go.
Them. That's what I'm saying.
But just, yeah.
Just end it. Just end the madness. And don't continue a cycle of violence. Because I see that as continuing the cycle of violence.
I agree.
1-800-259-9231. Then you want to get yours, and then it's only a matter of time before somebody tries to get yours on you. Anyway, more coming up.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.